right, well, a very good afternoon, everybody. The time is now 5:31 for our city council meeting, so I'll go ahead and open the meeting at this time. I want to welcome all of you, all of our guests, staff, and council. Thank you so much for being here. Our first item on the agenda is our invocation, and I've asked Mayor Pro Tem if she wouldn't mind leading us this evening.
No problem. Please pray with me. Dear God, I thank you so much for the opportunity to do this work together, and God, I just ask that you would be with us and that you would help guide us as we make decisions for the whole of our community. And again, I just ask that you would help us to have unity and respect for one another. And I thank you again just for the opportunity to live in this great city and serve in this great city. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. At this time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, the City Council would like to invite citizens and guests to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for public hearings that are on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. There's a timer up here on the screen behind us, so you can keep track of your time. We ask that you please limit the council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you so much for your understanding and cooperation. The podium is now open for anybody who'd like to address council. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Lori Witzel. I live here in Woodway. I would like to submit this question just so that it goes on record. I'm assuming I will not get an answer, but I hope that I will soon. Is this recusal that was filed by the mayor on behalf of David Mercer's Tanglewood Phase 3 development, is it new or has it been in existence on any previous votes that he was involved with or in any projects David Mercer has been involved with?
All right, thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Mary Burgess, 14002 Boonfeld Court, addressing agenda item 6A and B, approval of Tanglewood Phase 3. I'm speaking tonight for 71 households and over 100 residents of Tanglewood Estates. Tanglewood was set up as a property owners association, a POA, not an HOA. Our governing documents are written such that we do not have a vote or any say at all, for that matter, in the management of our neighborhood. Last year, our fees were raised by 36%, with only two of our three developers, our board, voting to approve. Adding insult to injury, we had to pay legal fees the developer incurred for not following the rules for making fee changes. We have seen no noticeable improvements from the fee increase. Tanglewood was marketed as a premium neighborhood with parks, green spaces, and walking trails. Our developers tell us now that the sidewalks are our walking trails, weed-covered fields or green spaces, and parks will be added only when the development is complete. There's a lack of transparency and professionalism in the way our association funds are used. Standard requests for proposals are not used to procure contractor work, so it's difficult to compare bids and understand how contractors are selected. A company recently selected to manage the neighborhood appears to work primarily with apartments and condominiums. All their communication and billing systems refer to us as tenants and lessees. Because we've had no success in working with the developers to resolve our concerns, we as a neighborhood have hired a lawyer to assist in understanding and acquiring our rights. Texas law states that when a neighborhood is 75% owner-occupied, we have a right to board membership and a right to vote on matters concerning our properties and neighborhood. We more than meet that requirement. Woodway ordinances protect us from large fee increases, and state that all association members shall have a right to vote. After our lawyer sent a letter to the developers notifying them of our concerns, we were told to expect a congenial meeting to work out our differences. Instead, every household in Tanglewood received a not-so-thinly veiled threat via email about spreading misinformation. The email stated that our neighborhood funds will be used to defend the developers against the homeowners of Tanglewood. We don't want an adversarial relationship with our developers. I believe we all want Tanglewood to be a successful and desirable Woodway neighborhood. That can't happen without cooperation between homeowners and developers. 71 households and well over 100 Tanglewood residents urge you, please do not approve phase three until the developers agree to give us our rights as required by both Texas law and Woodway ordinance. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Name is Norm Hoffman. 1172 Western Oaks. I guess some of you are wondering why I have a lanyard and a whistle. This is a picture of my daughter, who was raised here in Waco. She is a US citizen, but she doesn't look like you. She was born in South Korea. Now she's scared because of the actions of ICE and the Border Patrol. I completed 7 years of military service, and the recent actions of these ICE agents are irregular and despicable. If I see an ICE agent, I will blow my whistle until I run out of air, alerting my friends that agents are in the neighborhood. If ICE agents shoot and kill me, at least I spoke up and said something. I am not a terrorist, and very much believe in law and order. That's the way I was raised. I also believe in leadership. I also believe that Jesus, the Jesus I know, will be walking with me and blowing a whistle. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? All right, thank you very much. That'll conclude our public comment time. Okay, item number four is our first item for discussion. This is discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular city council meeting held on March 16th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Council, is there any discussion on the minutes from March 16th?
One very minor thing.
Yes.
I was not here, and we have David Keeston here and absent. David part's right.
Yes.
Just not the last part.
Looks like those correct. I just had a note on my on my desk that those
minor were little corrected. Thing.
Yeah. We got those corrected. So
perfect. Now there's been times I've been here and absent too.
we're not gonna talk about those times. We'll go there. Also it looks like there was a typo on council member Gilman's last name and that was corrected also. So just wanted you to know. Okay, very good. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Minutes are approved. Thank you. Item number five, discussion and consider action on acceptance of the application to develop in a planned district office space, Lot 2, Block F, Badger Ranch Edition, to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 16,300 Badger Ranch Boulevard. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded, thank you. Mr. Manager, any comments on number five, please?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The only additional line here is the item is for acceptance only of the application. If accepted, the application is scheduled to be presented to the Planning and Zoning on April 14th, 2026. And then back to the City Council on May 11th, 2026.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir.
Council, this is just the application, acceptance for the application. Staff recommends accepting the application to develop in the plan district. Are there any questions or any comments, discussion on this?
Nope. It'll be very easy, automatic.
Great. I don't have anything else on this either, so if there's no further discussion, could I get a motion to accept the application?
I'll make a motion to accept the application to develop in a planned district. Lot 2, Block F, Badger Ranch addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 16,300 Badger Ranch Boulevard.
And I'll second that.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Thank you so much. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it. Motion carries unanimously on the application to develop. All right, item 6A and 6B, over to you, Mayor Pro Tem.
Okay. All right. I am now going to open the public hearing on approval of final plat of Tinglewood Estates addition Phase 3, Block A, Lots 43 through 46, Block H, Lots 27 through 42, Block J, Lots 8 through 33, Block M, Lots 1 through 25, Block N, Lots 1 through 6, Block O, Lots 1 through 9, to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, and being part of those tracts of land described as Tract 6, 79.150 acres, in a deed to WDA Development, LLC, as recorded in McLennan County Clerk's Document 201804-4087 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas. I will open the hearing now at 5:42. Is there anyone who would like to speak for this development?
Good evening. My name is David Mercer. My address is 1927 Columbus Avenue here in town, and I just wanted to make myself available to answer any questions you guys may have about this plat. Thank you.
We'll get back to you. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Okay, hearing none. We will move on to any opposed. Is there anyone who would like to speak against this development?
Well, I think I'll just refer to what I read out at the beginning. I didn't realize I'd have a chance to speak here as well. But David, you introduced yourself, David, but we've actually met several times. We as homeowners have met with them. Annual homeowner meetings are held. All of these instances have come before them. We have worked very hard to try to resolve our issues. We do think that Texas law and your ordinances require that we have a place on the board and a vote when things come forward for things to happen in the neighborhood. So I encourage you to please not approve this until they give us those rights. Thank you very much.
And I'll just say a couple words again from Tanglewood.
We came from Houston. We're a member of an HOA for 40 plus years. It's nothing like that here.
Go ahead and give us your name. Oh,
I'm sorry. It's Kent, K-E-N-T, Hodak, H-O-D-E-K, 12020 Kenai Circle in Woodway. And that's all I'll mention. It's, as just Mary said everything very succinctly, incredibly unprofessional. If you use the word fiduciary all the way down to just work product, it's embarrassing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Okay, hearing none, I close the public hearing at 5:45. Okay, so now we are going to have our discussion and consider action on the approval. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion to discuss?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
A second.
Awesome, thank you. Okay, Mr. Manager, is there anything that you would like us to know before we enter our discussion?
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem and Council. Not much more. We have an attached letter from the city engineer that you've been able to review. City staff has requested that the applicant be present to answer any questions from the city council. and the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 10th, 2026. And they are recommending approval of the final plat of the Tanglewood Estates Edition Phase 3 Block A. And that's all I have.
Thank you. All right, we'll open it up for discussion. Do you have any questions for Mr. Mercer or?
This looks like this is Phase 3. Phase 1 was, of course, that front part up by the road. Phase 2 was to the side. Phase 3 is kind of behind this. There's also looks like another future, maybe one or two phases behind that, just to kind of, if I understand the paperwork correctly. We have heard questions about the situation with our mayor and the developer. Can we discuss what type of business they're in, how long they've been in, that type of stuff, so that way we can clear that up for future issues, because it looks like there will be a future phase on.
I'm not, Councilman, I'm not sure that, and I don't know anything about it, okay, first, either side of this, in terms of the issue you just brought up. That's irrelevant to this discussion.
I would think that we understand there might be lawsuits or something going on. Freedom of Information Act is pretty clear. And I was just trying to open this up before we get into a Freedom of Information Act to an open meeting, so it's a less confrontational issue.
I can appreciate that. But again, I don't think that the Freedom of Information Act applies to that question, when the question at the table is whether or not we're going to do the Tanglewood.
Well, what I could see happening here is questioning, okay, our mayor did a great job here, pulling himself out of this, but we did have phase one and phase two, and of course, it sounds like there's legal issues there. I want to make sure we didn't have more legal issues. I mean,
the only thing we're posted to discuss is whether or not to accept the final plat. Does it violate or comply with the city's ordinances? That's the question on the table. The mayor's recused himself from this item, and any discussion of whether or why he should have or should not have recused himself is irrelevant.
So it would be more up to the people that's dealing with this possibility of lawsuit to do a Freedom Information Act if there's...
They can submit a request to...
that's good. We wanted to make sure to clear, I'm trying to help from the standpoint of, we've seen city issues.
I thank you. I would really like to stay on the topic of if this meets the requirements that our city has for this plat.
I have a question
for Mr. Shaw. Do you, in your professional opinion, see any of the issues that the two individuals brought up that are residents of Tanglewood legally have anything to do with the approval of the next phase, if those are violations?
Completely separate issues. And they've got their own council to deal with issues with their developer and who they bought properties from and the powers and responsibilities and roles of their HOA or POA. But that's not the city's concern. You aren't a court of general jurisdiction to decide matters between them and their developer.
Okay, thank you.
Would we say that the value of most of these homes that's already been sold to 71 is in the $500,000 per house?
That doesn't have anything to do with this, does
it? Well, my point
is not what's on the table.
That means that there's about $35.5 million worth of assets there that they're a little upset with us already. And I mean, I'm sure everybody's going to vote to approve, but I just wanted to bring up the fact that these are pretty large taxpayers that are concerned about this stuff. And of course, we can discount it, but it's still important to acknowledge it.
Councilman, I think that the important thing here is our vote. Is it legal? And are we addressing the question at hand? So far, the things that you brought up to the panel here have not been pertinent to the question at hand. So I can appreciate your thoughts about protecting the homeowners or not protecting the homeowners, whatever that is, but that's not the question. The question is, do we or do we not approve this? And do we, the question I have is there anything in the ordinance that, and I guess this is to you, Mr. Sherrill, is there anything in the ordinance that says we shouldn't do that?
We shouldn't approve the plat.
Is there anything also if someone has accepted donations, campaign donations from this development, should they also recuse themselves?
No.
We've gone through this, that is not a
asking the city attorney on that, actually.
Have you accepted any campaign contributions from any of the antagonist to the
from the developer? Yeah, should that, does
what
that
about the residents? What about the residents?
Well, no, I'm talking about because this developer might have donated to some of the council
members. You're trying to gear this toward a specific point.
I'm just bringing out possibilities
of anybody who might have.
I'm just bringing out possibilities.
No, because you're not.
Okay, I would like to go back to our code of ethics that we passed in July that talks about only discussing the topic at hand. And
this
right
is part
now,
of the topic.
Right now, what we are trying to determine is do these plans meet the criteria of the ordinances of the city of Woodway? And our staff, who are the content experts on this, have said, yes, they do. I completely hear that we have residents who have concerns, and that unfortunately, POAs and HOAs are not our jurisdiction. And so there are other ways to go about that, but this isn't the...
Not here.
And so we are unable to address that. And that's also not a part of this agenda item anyway. That would have to be a completely separate thing. We can't take questions from the audience right now. I'm so sorry.
It's not really a question as much as it, does council consider past acts of the developer in the...
This is based on this set of plans right here and right now before us. And we have been told assured by our staff that these plans meet the requirements of the City of Woodway's ordinances. Is there something I can help you guys with? We're good, please.
And if I can add, didn't P&Z vet this and approve?
P&Z voted to approve this unanimously.
So.
And
they did the legwork on the...
They approved it unanimously?
I listened to the meeting earlier.
I understand there was a question about the PUD or POD.
P&Z approved it.
Yeah, but I understand there was a question.
The plat.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're talking about, is the plat.
Yes, the POA is not a part of this agenda item. And so we are not going to talk about it right now. Does anyone have any questions?
Neither is the veracity of any of the...
Do you what?
And neither is the veracity of any of the council members. So
now, those are just good questions.
Does anyone have any relevant questions for Mr. Mercer from the city council? Okay.
How many phases are you still looking at? This is number 3. 2 more? 5 total?
All right, then if there's no further discussion, I will call for a vote. All those, can I have a motion, please? Sorry.
Get that right. We need to read the whole thing? We do, okay. I move that we approve final plat, Tanglewood Estates Edition, Phase 3, Block A, lots 43 to 46, Block H, lots 27 to 42, Block J, lots 8 to 33, Block M, lots 1 to 40, I'm sorry, 1 to 25, Block N, lots 1 to 6, Block O, lots 1 to 9, to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, and being a part of those tracts of land described as Track 6, 79.150 acres, and a deed to WDA Development, LLC, as recorded in McLennan County Clerk's document 20180044087 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all those opposed, please say nay.
Nay is a protest for the 71 homeowners that has a value of $35 million of tax property.
Okay. Recused, Mayor Pro Tem.
Okay. And our mayor is recused, and the motion carries.
All right, thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Item number 7 is the City Manager's Report. Mr. Manager, are you ready to give us an update on how things are going in the city?
Yes. It's not that much newsworthy things. Most of it's been covered in the in our weekly, our flyers we send out. But just of this last weekend, the Woodway Dog Days was held. We had a decent turnout. 25 vendors. There was microchipping for dogs and cats, and a vet tent. And Discover Woodway is putting on a farmer's market survey on social media running through the end of the month to see what the attendees like and where also where we can improve. They can put their suggestions in there as well. The Tater Hill Tank Paint Project has been underway. It has three weeks left of completion. The primer and secondary coat is on. It's awaiting the final coating. You might remember this was budgeted $650,000 because we expected extra lead abatement to be present in the older paint. To date, we're still under budget for $457,000 with no change orders.
Were they working on it this morning? Because we had some low water pressure in our neighborhood.
Well, that tank is off. Oh. It's out of commission. All the other tanks are operational. I don't know if that would impact where you are.
Maybe Stephen knows. Low water pressure area.
Our theory is that it was hot yesterday and everyone was watering their lawns this morning.
So oh.
The demand was up substantially compared to last week.
Oh, so okay.
We have a plan to keep that pressure every morning going forward.
Okay. So it was just too many people using it at the same time.
And registration is open. Thanks. For disc golf, the inaugural Woodway Disc Golf Tournament in partnership with the Family Center will be held on Saturday, April 18th from 8 to 4 at Lakeside Park. It's $30 per player. And there's a senior expo coming up Monday, April 20th. I had a sponsor on there, but that's an old note. There's no sponsor, but it's done through the Woodway Family Center. Doors will open from 9 to noon. I'll offer hearing tests, fitness and wellness information, and demonstrations of our senior programming and services. And that's all I have this week.
I just want to express excitement about the disc golf tournament. That has been a desire of the Parks Board for several years, and I'm so thrilled to see it come to life. So
it should be a good turnout. Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Well, thank you, Mr. Manager. Any questions for Mr. Manager before we move on? Okay. Any City Council reports?
P&Z is meeting tomorrow, and the topic is the special use permit for the home occupation baseball softball training.
That'll be a fast one.
Parks and Rec is on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just gonna mention, I mean, just kind of a follow-up to what the city manager said. We had three members of the Woodway Youth Commission that were there to help with face painting and playing with dogs and all that good stuff that happened. I did not see a single cat there. I'm sure there was, but I just saw dogs.
Wait a minute, they're not represented? Come on now.
They're pretty elusive. They're pretty elusive, yeah. Okay, great. Anybody else have
One community thing. This Saturday is the McLennan County Republican Convention at University High School on the auditorium side. It's going to be from 9 to 2. Please come out if you're interested in that. And it'll be a fun thing. We'll be talking about the state convention.
All right. Thanks. Okay. If there's no other comments, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded. We are adjourned at 6:01 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.